Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey Fleck here. Just to give you all a little update on this weekend's show, because Shad and I were at the New Orleans Investment Conference Wednesday through Saturday, we were busy meeting with some of the speakers, a lot of the exhibitors and companies that were there. We did not have time to record any additional segments, so we are replaying a couple of the segments that we posted earlier this week. You can listen to these full interviews on our website and podcast on the day we posted them, as well as on the updated weekend show posting. I hope you all enjoy this weekend show. We will be back full time next week, kicking it off, covering these markets that unfortunately ended this week really on their back foot. We're kicking off this show with a replay of Dana Lyons' conversation, really outlining his bear market playbook for investors. I hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Kicking off this shortened trading week, we are chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Just as a note, this interview will most likely be replayed on our weekend show. As I think you all know, we will be at the New Orleans Investment Conference, so later part of this week we will be a little bit less so with the daily editorials. Dana, I want to take more of a big picture look at these markets because, quite frankly, we've been having you on this whole year and you've been sharing with us what your internal models have been saying, and you've very much been playing off this bear market playbook where sell the rips, not so much buy the dips. This whole year, the first three quarters have been down, down, down. Even the start of the fourth quarter, well, it looked promising in the first couple trading days. Again, it's kind of bringing up the fact that we might be in for some lower lows as we progress through this last quarter. Dana, give us a big picture outlook here. What's your takeaway from these first three quarters and what it means for Q4 and then even 2023, please?
Sure, Corey. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. You know, our thought has been the same, you know, since we started chatting early on in the year. You know, we had the breath warnings in the fourth quarter of 2021 that where breath started falling off the table, indicating, okay, any further price increases in the indices may not be sustainable. And indeed, we saw prices top out very early on in the year. And the fact that breath and some of the broader indices continue to fall off the table gave us a heads up that, okay, maybe the market regime was changing from the constant bull market that we've been in, one where, okay, pretty much every dip is to be bought, to a bear market regime. Because there have been, talked about in the past, many background indicators, whether it's valuation or the household investment market, many things that, many metrics that had gone to stratospheric levels, really extreme, really unprecedented levels, that once we did hit a bear market, there was a ton of risk embedded in the market that if it comes off, then the market certainly could be in terrible shape. And with that start of the bear market that we thought was occurring early on in the year, we did indeed have to shift to a different playbook, which was, okay, instead of buying every dip, time to take some risk off the table into rallies or even hedge yourself into rallies. And pretty much the rest of the year so far, or the first three quarters, have run pretty much according to that playbook. And at this point, you look at those background indicators, we have not even taken that much of that embedded or potential risk off the table. So at this point, despite some of the fits and starts, you know, the post-June rally, which followed the bear market rally, as well as the first couple of days of the quarter last week, which everyone got really excited about. Nothing within those rallies gave us any evidence, according to our analysis, that, okay, this bear market's run its course, and we're due to start a new bull market. In fact, there's plenty of risk still on the table. So still operating from that bear market playbook, which means, especially in the moves like we saw to begin last week, we want to be taking some risk off the table, get defensive, and even at this point, testing, you know, those prior lows. If we do crack those lows, which we think we will, there's a lot of risk still left to come out of the market. So if you have not de-risked, if you have not taken protective measures on your portfolio, it's not too late to at least save some bucks.
Well, Dan, I think that's such a solid point to have made, that if there is the potential of breaking below the June lows and really having another leg down, it's not too late for people to either A, put on a hedge, or B, at least de-risk and take some profits off the table if they have them, or at least reduce their position and increase their cash position. How the speed of information and the speed of dissemination of data is so much faster now than it used to be. I mean, it used to be people were trading off the stock quotes they got in the newspaper, or maybe watching the tickers roll across the TV. But things took a while to come out to the market, and sometimes people would put out an internal letter to their shareholders, but that would take a long time to circulate. Now everything is instant. And so, to your point, when we've seen a couple of these counter trend moves and relief rallies, everybody jumped on the bandwagon of, oh, look, it's a new bull market. Here's why. I'd love you to expand on how you're looking at that kind of data when it gets released, even if it's some good data from the past, just how that maybe doesn't play out the way everybody thinks it's going to play out.
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. And, you know, we used to be, me in particular, I used to take part in a lot. I used to contribute a lot of those types of studies when, you know, FinTwit and financial social media started becoming a thing, really, you know, about probably about a decade ago, because I'm, you know, we're stats guys, we're quant guys. There's a lot to be gleaned about analyzing the market when you analyze stats and historical precedents and similar types of periods from statistical vantage point, how that's worth going forward. So we used to do a ton of those studies. I used to share a lot of it on Twitter, StockTwits, a lot of social media sites. And really, you know, it was helpful data. It was I thought the research was helpful, even if it didn't feed into any of our models or decision making. I thought it was helpful. It was also good marketing for us. As the decade went along, I think a couple things have transpired over the years. One, used to be that only a select or a small percentage of people had access to a database of data and market information where they could do those types of studies, historical studies. Whereas now everyone has information, everyone has access to that type of data. Everyone's got an Excel spreadsheet that can do studies like that. The second thing is, like you mentioned, the dissemination of information. Back in the day, yeah, you might put something out to your clients. You might put something out on a newsletter, something to that effect, or just internally among your own, maybe your own firm, your own trading partners, that gave you an edge, where you had that, you only had that data. You could only act on it. Nobody else knew those types of studies that you're looking at. Now, you put out one study on Twitter, and like you said, it might be very compelling, might be very intriguing. Now, it's a different story, because as soon as you put it out there with the internet, with the dissemination, instantaneous dissemination of information, everyone has it instantaneous. Everyone knows the results. Everyone is able to trade on that same information.
All right, unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment. Everyone listening on the radio, stick around. We're going to continue to chat with Dana Lyon.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to replay the chat that we had with Dana Lyons posted earlier this week, outlining his bear market strategy. Dana, is the biggest problem here the fact that we're in a bear market, a prolonged bear market, although not necessarily by historic standards, just prolonged in terms of the flash crash bear markets we've gotten in the last decade or two,
and everybody wanting to be bullish. It doesn't really matter what sector you're in. People do want some validation for why they hold whatever sector of stocks they are holding. So then they try to find some historical references that point to more bullish outcomes. Is that what we really just need to be worried about? Is everyone trying to be bullish? So they're trying to nitpick their information?
Yeah, and maybe a lot of it is the fact that a lot of people, a lot of market participants, especially social media, financial social media participants, never really experienced a real bear market, a secular bear market, a long-term bear market, you know. So a lot of their studies, a lot of their bias, a lot of the recency bias plays into their, whether it's a conscious or subconscious bullish bias. So especially, you know, after the downside that we've seen so far this year, of course, it's human nature for folks to want to, you know, try to pick a bottom, try to be, look like a genius and pick those lows and anticipate that kind of a reversal, especially if they have not experience one of those long-term, you know, grind-it-out type of bear markets that, you know, we haven't seen in a while. We haven't seen in at least, you know, since the financial crisis and then the post-2000 pop before that. And then, you know, even longer-term bear markets like we saw from the 60s to early 80s that kind of just grinded and wore people down, wore investors down. They went sideways for the most part, but it wore people down, wore investors down, that just kept trying to pick bottoms and never, the market was never able to get any momentum going to the upside so they could make their money back. And the interesting thing is if you look at investment, household investment in stocks, if they before this current cycle, back in the 60s, household investment popped in 1966. From 66 to the early 80s, you basically saw a sideways market. But the amount of money invested by households in the market kept going lower and lower and lower because people kept investors kept picking bottoms like they are now. And they kept getting the rug pulled out for months. Rather than, you know, okay, de-risking, putting on some protection early on and waiting it out. Basically, they kept trying to pick bottoms and they kept failing. So by the early part of the 1980s, it had worn them out and discouraged investors so much that even though prices were about the same, they'd gone sideways for 16 years or so, household investment was at an all-time low because it just got tired of getting the rug pulled out from under them. And that's the type of environment, that's the type of, those are the type of conditions that can be in place to put, you know, to engineer a new bull market. And we're nowhere near that. I think the same philosophy is going on now to where, you know, if we're in a bear market, we're only 9 months in and folks are still trying to pick the bottom. There has been selectively some good hedging activity going on, and there's been some bad sentiment, but I think by and large, people, like you mentioned, a lot of studies come out are pointing to attempts to pick bottom. So I think these long-term types of grinded out bear markets are especially bad because people do keep trying to pick these bottoms instead of, okay, taking the opportunity into rallies like the post-June rally into August to take some risk off their portfolio. In fact, instead, they're looking for reasons to get long again. So I think the absence of the fact that investors have been so reluctant to change their playbook from a bull market playbook to a bear market playbook just kind of extends and prolongs that longer-term bear market that I think is still has a long way to go. And that's the type of market we've talked about in the past, that the one that just grinds you down grinds investors down and doesn't give you that shock value like maybe a COVID crash that scares you out of the market. It just grinds you lower, 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 slowly, and doesn't scare you out of the market. You just keep trying to find a bottom, and you end up hurting yourself more and more. And my concern is that we're going to look at this thing a couple of years down the road, and we're going to be much lower, and there's going to be folks that, you know, never took that opportunity to take some risk out of their portfolio and kept trying to pick bottoms, and they'll be much worse for it, worse off than if they had just sat there with their money and tried to ride it out. They're going to be awful, you know, really bad off then, but even worse off trying to continue to buy into every dip that comes along.
Well, Dana, like the saying goes, corrective moves in bear markets either wear you out or scare you out. And I think people got used to those scare you out ones where they were flash crashes down with a V-shaped recovery. And they're just not used to the wear you out one, or they're not used to a real bull market that certainly lasts longer than 9 months. And most bull markets last, you know, can last years. To your point, we could be several years from now looking at this period of time and how much further it still could pull back. I guess just for your process, I know you look at the quantitative data in your models, but what would have you change your tune as far as what will you be looking for when you feel like, hey, this is maybe more of a buy and hold longer term opportunity versus just the trading opportunities we've seen over the last 9 months?
From a shorter term perspective, maybe a cyclical basis, true capitulation would have us take a more aggressive stance, even if it's, if you look at in the 2000 to 2002 bear market, you know, you had some capitulatory moves along the way or conditions along the way where you get some decent intermediate term rallies. Same thing in the during the financial crisis to some extent. So I'd rather see some good capitulatory conditions to give us more confidence to be aggressive, at least for a short-term, more sustainable bounce. But in the longer term, it's going to take really corrective action in those background indicators that I talked about, stuff like valuation, which is just a little off of the all-time highs. And the same thing with something like household investment. We're only like two quarters off the all-time highs.
As always, great points, Dana. For everybody listening on the radio, you can listen to that full interview on our website by clicking on that weekend show posting or search our podcast, The KE Report. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is slightly higher this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for October edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. However, more Americans remain gloomy when it comes to the outlook for inflation. Speaking in London on Friday, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss speaks about replacing the country's finance minister after his plan to cut taxes sent their currency plummeting in value. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Truss says the mission remains the same.
My priority is making sure we deliver the economic stability that our country needs.
GM says it'll halt production of the Chevy Corvette at their Bowling Green, Kentucky plant next week due to supply chain issues. The plant was shut down for the same reason in late August and lost production in April and March of this year. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report in these final two segments, switching our focus a little bit more to the energy sector as we do chat with Dan Steffens. This was posted early on, again, in the week. I hope you all enjoy this interview as Dan really does a great job of diving into the energy sector and outlining a number of stocks he likes. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And this daily editorial will be replayed on this upcoming weekend show as Shad and I are going to be at the New Orleans Investment Conference for the tail end of the week. Plus, I do like to put a little bit more focus on the energy sector because it has been quite an interesting sector and some of the stocks continue to do quite well, especially developing cash flow. We are chatting with Dan Steffens, president of the Energy Prospectus Group. Now, Dan, just a quick comment. Last week, to kick off Q4, there was a key OPEC Plus meeting where they went ahead and decided to cut estimated production by 2 million barrels. I kept hearing that they were under their production goals by about 3 million barrels anyway. However, hey, this did move the market. We did see it rebound in the underlying oil price, but oil is still a fair bit off of those highs from earlier this year. Dan, please, your takeaway from that OPEC Plus meeting, what stood out to you?
Well, I think it sends a strong signal to the rest of the world that OPEC wants to take control of prices. They are not willing to give away the most valuable commodity on earth, oil, maybe next to food, but they're not willing to just sell it at a discount while Biden drains our strategic petroleum reserve. They you know, wanted to put a stop to that. But also, as you said, I looked, and for the last 13 or 14 months, the OPEC Plus cartel has not produced up to their official quotas anyway. So part of this is just a correction. Now, it is going to take a million to a million and a half barrels a day off the market because Saudi Arabia and UAE and a couple others are actually going to cut production. But the main reason they haven't been able to meet their quotas is both Nigeria and Angola are way below their forecast. The last actual month that I looked at, I think July and August, they were both like 3 million barrels a day below their official quotas when you take in, you know, even Russia out of that too. So the only way that this world can have increasing oil production is if you have Saudi Arabia, UAE, Russia, and that continuing to add more production, because we're not. The U.S. has not been able to get back to pre-pandemic levels.
Well, to that point, Dan, I mean, I saw probably 12 different articles that were referencing what a snub this was to the U.S. policy, where we've been releasing our strategic reserves to try to lower oil and gas prices, and OPEC's decision seems in stark contrast to that. Do you see any friction there, or do you see there anything else to do for people that want to bring the oil and gas prices down? Is there really nothing that they can do at this point?
There's really nothing they can do. You know, there's talk of banning exports or something, but they really need to be careful there, because if you start messing with the global oil supply market, and especially the refined product markets, which they're talking about doing, I think that would be a major mistake. And that could really throw the whole global economy into a deep recession if they did that, because South American countries, especially, think about the Caribbean. None of the Caribbean countries have their own oil production. You know, one or two have some, like Trinidad or something, but they rely heavily on refined products, especially diesel and like propane. They import a lot to the United States because we have more refining capacity than we need, but we also need more crude oil. We don't have enough crude oil to keep our refineries running at 95% capacity like they need to meet demand.
So, Dan, how do you see this all playing out for the underlying oil price? Is oil going to go back to $100 here pretty quickly? Is that going to take time? What's your outlook for the underlying price?
Well, by Friday last week, we were already up to 92. So we had been below 80. So I think we added about $14 a barrel to the WTI price last week. Now, a lot of that could just be short covering. I'm sure it is. The shorts were betting that the OPEC cut would be maybe 500,000 barrels, and then they come out with this massive 2 million barrel a day cut, which took everybody by surprise. The highest I had heard was a million, and then they come with a 2 million. Well, that to me sends a direct signal to Washington, D.C., is we're going to do what's best for Saudi Arabia. We're not going to do what's best for getting Joe Biden elected again, or let the Democrats keep getting elected. So, and that's what they did. You got to, I don't have any problem with what they did, because it's their lifeblood of their economy to do this. Now, where I think oil prices are headed, I think when the draining of the strategic petroleum reserve stops, and it will stop after the midterms, almost guaranteed. We're already in the danger zone on how low the SPR is already. So there's a lot of pressure for them to stop that. They'll do that. When they do that, I believe oil will quickly go over $100 a barrel.
Well, let's just say that oil stays in this range between, let's say, 80 to 100, and it doesn't really break out if it gets to 100. What's the health of the oil and gas companies here, Dan? And then if it was to break higher, we know that there's blue sky above that. But just if we stay in the range we've been in, which has been in that like 80 to 100 range, how are the oil and gas companies doing in this environment?
No, they're doing fantastic. I mean, third quarter results are not going to be as good as second quarter results, but they're still going to be probably the second best quarter in the last decade. I mean, and they're all in so much better shape because they've been using all their free cash flow to shore up their balance sheets. There's a bunch of companies that I follow that they're almost debt free, or they're basically debt free because their current assets exceed their total debt. I mean, they may have some trade payables and they may have some, you know, cash drawn on their credit line, but other than that, they got big bank accounts. And so they're buying back their shares. They're paying nice dividends every month. another, I follow about 50 companies. It seems like every month another company announces a dividend program or a stock buyback program. So they're returning money to their investors. And I sure don't see anything in the market that's a better investment than these companies are right now. So I would say, you know, if your listeners, if they, you know, look at these companies, look real hard at their balance sheets, see if they got any near-term debt problems. And I don't think you're going to find many that do. If, you know, and think about this. If they survived a long period of $40 oil, and here we are at $80 or $90 oil, they're doing just fine. Now, there has been inflation in the oil field. Well, drilling and completion costs are probably up 15 to 20%. But still, when you're getting the kind of revenues are, and also remember that natural gas and NGL prices are way up. I mean, like triple where they were a year ago. So they're getting a big revenue boost from that too. And almost all oil wells do produce some natural gas.
Now, natural gas is also off of some of its highs from earlier this year of around $10. I'm seeing it trading more just under $7 right now. Do you see natural gas also moving higher, even though when we see natural gas at around $7, that is historically fairly high?
Well, I can tell you that on January 1st of this year, if you'd have told the gas companies they could lock in $5, most of them would have done it. So they're doing very well at this price. I mean, that we had 14 years of gas prices flopping around at $3 or below. So they're doing quite well. And gas well operating expenses are much lower than oil well operating expenses. So, you know, it doesn't cost them, you know, their all-in cash cost or something like $1 per MCF. And, you know, so if they're having a profit margin of $5 or $6 per MCF, they're doing quite well. I have six of them that I follow very closely. Four of them pay big dividends, and they're all going to have, like, record years this year.
All right, Dan, unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment on the radio. We're having you back on for the final segment of the show, so everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Here's the final portion of this conversation that we had with Dan Steffens, focused on the energy sector. If you guys want any more information on any companies that Dan covers or any companies that you follow in the energy sector, please feel free to email us and we will follow up with Dan to get some more answers on those companies. So everyone, I hope you enjoy this final segment.
Well, Dan, in light of the moves that have already happened, if somebody was going to get into the energy space now and maybe they're not in position yet, would you be more apt to guide them towards the natural gas or the oil stocks or companies that have a hybrid and have a mix of the both?
Yeah, the thing to remember is the natural gas market is a totally separate market. It's regional. Like in Europe, you know, they're paying $50 or $60 for MMBTU, and we're paying $6 or $7, which is still very, very profitable. Special situation in Europe with this, you know, being cut off from Russia. But they're doing quite well. And, you know, I think you just kind of want a mix. You know, oil could go one way, gas could go the other way, or vice versa. And I also think when we start getting the first cold waves of winter, in the United States, we're heading into winter with our gas in storage about 8% below where it should be, below the 5-year average. And we use a heck of a lot more than we did 5 years ago because we've retired a lot of coal-fired power plants. And, you know, every year more and more homes are built that use natural gas for space heating. So that market just keeps growing faster. In fact, the U.S. natural gas market is growing at 3 or 4 times the rate of the global oil market. So, you know, there's a lot of upside. I was on a webinar yesterday, and there are some analysts saying that if we have a cold winter, and we do have La Nina in the Pacific, which usually is a cold winter in North America, they're talking about a super spike. I'm hearing the term super spike in gas prices, which could be, one of the guys said that the option market on the NYMEX says there's a 19% chance that we see $15 natural gas this winter.
Wow, that would be painful. That's going to hurt a lot of individuals' pocketbooks. But
well,
I guess
yeah,
it would
not
help
as bad.
Company,
not as bad as the
right?
UK. Not as bad as
nope. No, but we all hear how much they're struggling. But it would help out even further the companies.
Oh yeah.
What are you focused on then, Dan? Because you already said look for companies that don't have at least current debt coming due. A lot of these companies have paid down debt. Companies are even starting to talk about investing in growth.
quite frankly, they're making money. So what are you individually looking for in these stocks?
Well, I first of all, again, the balance sheet, I want to make sure they're generating free cash flow. They're covering all their drilling expenses, all the completion expenses with their operating cash flow, and they're generating even more than that free cash flow so they can either pay down, first of all, pay down debt and get down to a, you know, debt to EBITDA ratio under one. And then the other thing is, you know, talk about dividend programs and stock repurchase programs and stuff like that. So give money back to their shareholders, and that seems to be what they're focused on. I didn't mention it earlier, but in the last 12 months, I just looked at the latest EIA report. U.S. oil production is only up 4% year over year. I think if you ask most people, they would definitely say, oh, we're probably up like 15-20%. No, it's only up 4% year over year. And the reason why is because tubulars are hard to come by, and you cannot drill a well without casing it. So they have to do that. Now, as far as what I'm looking for personally, I would be looking to add some of these big dividend payers to your portfolio. I really like Devon Energy. I like Coterra, which is more heavily weighted to natural gas. That symbol is CTRA. Devon is DVN. Pioneer Natural Resources probably has the highest dividend rate. I believe their last dividend is a 15% rate of return, annualized rate of return on their latest dividend. Now it's a fixed plus variable, so you can say maybe the variable part isn't, you know, going to lock in, but for the rest of this year, it definitely looks good. And then I like Diamondback. That symbol is FANG, F-A-N-G. And these are all very large companies that are generating billions of dollars of free cash flow. So they're dividends are definitely covered. Then on the midstream side, you know, you hear all this talk about how we can't get pipelines approved. Well, the existing pipelines are full. So those pipeline companies are generating, you know, solid revenues, and I see nothing. As far as if you're investing for dividends, they're probably the lowest risk because not only are their pipes full, but they're people are fighting to get into those pipelines. You know, there's takeaway capacity shortage in a lot of these areas. So that's good. And then, but then I also want to mix in some of our small caps. So we have a small cap growth portfolio. Again, I have 10 companies in there. They are all free cash flow positive. They all have a lot of running room. They all have a lot of drilling inventory, with their current acreage. So they're going to keep, you know, growing. And, I like the ones that I just don't think the Wall Street gang has figured it out yet how much growth some of these small caps have. Because most of the large caps, they're more focused on just maintaining their current production and then distributing that, excess cash flow to their shareholders. They're under a lot of pressure to do that. But I think the big gains where you can get, you know, 300-500% gains on your investment is in the small cap, and I'm looking at those like crazy.
Well, Dan, let's maybe just expand on that just because we kind of wrap up here. You've talked about the dividend paying stocks, and I think the oil and gas space has some of the best dividends out there for people that want that defensive posture. But for people that want to play for that upside gain, for the beta, and the outperformance, which companies do you see that really are investing in growth and have an interesting growth profile over the next year or so?
Yeah, I just published a report on InPlay Oil. It's a Canadian based in Calgary. All their stuff's in Alberta. They're drilling laterals. Now, these aren't the shale wells that you have to spend a lot of money fracking. They're just putting horizontal wells into older formations, and these wells are coming on at, you know, 300-400 barrels a day. They're pay at this oil price at $90 oil, they're paying out 6 months or less. They're almost debt free. They're just about to get where their current assets exceed their debt. So they're pretty much debt free. I expect them to start paying a dividend. And that stock is trading at a ridiculous, just like 2x cash flow. It looks really good. The symbol on that in Canada is IPO. And on the pink sheets in the U.S., it's IPOOF. Another one I like that is debt-free and is already paying a dividend is Hemisphere. That's a little Canadian up there, too. On larger companies, I just today looked at Crescent Point, another Canadian company. Now, down here, some companies that I like, and I like them because they are in the process of completing big acquisitions that haven't shown up yet in their income statement. And I don't think the Wall Street gang has figured out what these companies are going to look like at the end of the year when all this stuff gets, you know, they get everything taken over and that production flowing through their income statement. I really like Earthstone, ESTE, I think. Earthstone Energy. I like Silverbow. It's primarily natural gas. They've announced a couple real nice acquisitions, and they're going to report some really nice production growth heading into the end of the year. And again, if it's a gasser, so if natural gas prices spike to like $10, that thing's going to look great. What else? I like for the natural gas, I would say Antero. That's AR. EQT Corp, which is the largest natural gas producer in the U.S., and it pays a little dividend, not much, but it is the largest natural gas producer in the United States. Range Resources, RRC, Comstock. This is Jerry Jones's company. He's the owner of the Dallas Cowboy. He has controlling interest in that company, and obviously they don't have any debt problems because every banker in Dallas would love to have him as a client. But anyway, they're going to report stunning first quarter results because about half of their production for the next two quarters, third and fourth quarter, is hedged at about 350 natural gas, but those hedges fall off at the end of the year, and then the only hedges they have next year are collars with ceilings that are over $10. So they're going to report a fantastic increase in their cash flow.
Well, then, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for sharing some more of your insights in the energy sector. I really appreciate some of the companies you share with us and the continued updates we get as subscribers to the Energy Perspectives Group. Everyone, thanks for tuning in on this weekend show. As I mentioned, we will be back full-time next week covering these markets. Hopefully, we get a bit of a rebound because tail end of the week sure did not end well for any sector, metals included. But hey, it was a successful conference for Shad and I. We got to touch base with a lot of companies again and touch base with a lot of our favorite guests that were in attendance at that conference. Everyone, have a great rest of your weekend and thank you for tuning in.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.